when I hear kids at school say, well, we're going on a field trip, I say, you don't know what a field trip is, man, until you've had a lesson with Tristano, had spaghetti at Romeo's and went to Main Stem to buy Charlie Parker records and then went to the 52nd Street. You know, I mean, wow. At 15, I said, whoa, this is great. And we went for a lesson one time at Mr. Tristano's house, and he said, are you kids going down to 52nd Street tonight? And we said, yeah, why do you ask? He said, well, I'm opening for Charlie Parker. I thought maybe you'd like to meet him. And, you know, to myself, I said, yeah, I've always wanted to meet God. You know. And sure enough, this time we held back on the records, we held back on the pasta, so we'd have $2. We could buy two Coca-Colas and really relish the evening, you know. And Tristano's trio opened up the evening's festivities. And I think it was Arnold Fishkin who was the bass player, because Lenny was blind. So somebody had to come and get us. Arnold came and got us and took us behind the curtain. I mean, 52nd Street, they were just speakeasies. They were just like narrow little cellars. There was no backstage, no dressing rooms or nothing like that. And we came around the back of this of the bandstand, which was just a little, and there was Bird sitting on the floor, the great Charlie Parker, the man who was changing the planet. And he had a big cherry pie. And he said, hi, kids, would you like a piece of cherry pie? And I said, oh, Mr. Parker, cherry's my favorite flavor. And it is, but I didn't know what else to say. And he said, well, you sit down here, boy. I'll cut you a big slice. He took out his switchblade, boom, boom, bang, bang, you know, and handed me a piece of cherry pie. I said, oh, my God, I'm in heaven. I mean, he was so kind. I never forgot that.